protection of sovereignty bill 2026 continues to meet resistance, with the Bank of Uganda saying the country runs a risk of regulatory fragmentation. Termination of Uganda from the global payment system threatens to return increased informality in financial systems, as well as rendering the economy to fundamental shocks. The governor of Bank of Uganda, Michael Ating-Ego, notes that the creation of financial approval procedures by the Minister of Internal Affairs overlaps Bank of Uganda banking regulations, establishes perils provision, double licensing that is currently a core role of the central bank, risks drastic drop in remittances from abroad due to restrictive provisions in the bill. The governor says the protection of the sovereignty bill 2026 risks widening the deficit of Uganda's financial accounts, cash flows, and drop the digital financial systems, and further recommends that government tightens the already existing provisions in the laws tracking financial flows.